are challenged to overcome prejudice on many levels, certainly not just race. Economics divide, denominations divide, ministries divide. Differences will always exist, but division doesn't always have to result. Although God chose Peter and Saul to minister to different groups of people, He intended for each of them to see the importance of the other in the overall vision. Saul later wrote, "For God, who was at work in the ministry of Peter as an apostle to the Jews, was also at work in my ministry as an apostle to the Gentiles." Galatians 2, verse 8. God had driven the point home to Peter through a series of visions in which He commanded, "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean." Acts 10, verse 15. Praise God that all who are in Christ have been made clean. We must be careful to avoid spiritual elitism. Everything we are and anything we possess as believers in Christ is a gift of grace. Pure hearts before God must be cleansed from any hint of spiritual pride. We must aggressively fight the enemy when he seeks to nullify our growth and good works by making them invitations for pride and prejudice. Chapter 10, New Church, New Name, Acts 11. For a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch, Acts 11, verse 26. Chapter 11 reintroduces Saul to the Acts account. It tells of a great turning point in his ministry. After the Grecian Jews tried to kill him in Jerusalem, Saul boarded a boat for Tarsus, his homeland. See Acts 9, verse 29 through 30. Through Paul's own testimony in Galatians 1, verse 21, we know that he went to Syria and Cilicia. 5 years passed between his departure to Tarsus and his next appearance in Scripture. Many scholars refer to these as the missing years. Although we have no details of Saul's life during this time, we can be sure the inhabitants of the cities he visited didn't describe him as missing. Probably the reason the events of those 5 years are missing from the book of Acts is because Luke, the writer, was not an eyewitness. Consider a few things that might have happened during the interim years. In Acts 9, verse 16, the Lord told Ananias that he would show Saul how much he must suffer for his name. I believe God began fulfilling this prophecy almost immediately. Figuratively speaking, he was thrown into many fires during his ministry, yet few would have been any hotter than those in Tarsus. He was the local hero among the Jewish community in his hometown. Most people probably knew that Saul had left Tarsus years before for the express purpose of dealing with the followers of the way. Now.